Du ska vara välkommen att lyssna på den här CD-skivan som en insomningsskiva som du kan använda om du har svårt att somna. Den behandlar meditationsteknik nummer 55 av de 112 centreringsteknikerna som Shiva enligt legenden gav till sin fru Parvati vid tidernas morgon vid Ganges strand. Och den tillhör Vigyan Bhairav Tantra, och det är Osho som kommenterar från Book of Secrets. Tekniken lyder så här: var medveten i mellanrummet mellan sömn och vakenhet. At the point of sleep, when the sleep has not yet come, an external wakefulness vanishes. At this point, being is revealed. Alltså, vid den punkten av sömnen, när sömnen ännu inte har kommit och det vakna medvetandet försvinner, tänkandet försvinner, du håller på att somna in, men ännu har du inte somnat, i den punkten kan du uppleva bara vara. Den här punkten kommer också när du vaknar. När du vaknar och ännu inte har gått in i tänkandet. I den punkten, i mellanrummet mellan sömn och vakenhet, upplev bara vara. Osho pratar i 11 minuter och beskriver meditationstekniken. Där finns också en övning du kan göra som behandlar en sufi-tradition där man övade tanken att du faller i en brunn utan botten. Du bara faller, faller och faller i en bottenlös brunn. Och du kan uppleva detta sunya, emptiness, ingenting och varat som det är. Utan projektioner, utan tankar. Din sanna natur och rent medvetande. Använd skivan när du ska somna in, när du går till sängs. Och efter Osho har talat så kommer lugnande musik som också hjälper till vid insomnandet. Lycka till! Och den här tekniken är användbar och rolig att göra. Och besparar dig alla problem och alla behov av sömntabletter för insomnandet. Och så vidare. Koppla av och lyssna och somna.
The third technique. At the point of sleep, when sleep has not yet come, an external wakefulness vanishes. At this point, being is revealed. At the point of sleep, when sleep has not yet come, an external wakefulness vanishes. At this point, being is revealed. There are some turning points in your consciousness. At those turning points, you are nearer to your center than other times. You change gears, and whenever you change a gear, you pass through the neutral gear. That neutral gear is nearest. In the morning, when sleep is going, vanishing, and you are feeling awake, but not yet awake, just in the midpoint, there is a point when you are not asleep and not awake. Just in the middle, you are in a neutral gear. From sleep to waking, your consciousness changes the whole mechanism. It jumps from one mechanism to another. Between the two mechanisms, there is no mechanism. There is a gap. Through that gap, you can have a glimpse of your being. The same happens in the night when you are again jumping from your waking mechanism to the sleeping mechanism, from your consciousness to the unconscious. For a single moment, there is no mechanism, no grip of the mechanism on you, because you have to take a jump from one to another. Between the two, if you can awake, between the two, if you can become aware, between the two, if you can remember yourself, you will have a glimpse of your real being. How to do it? While going to sleep, relax. Close your eyes. Make the room dark. Just close your eyes and start waiting. The sleep is coming. Just wait. Don't do anything. Just wait. Your body is relaxing. Your body is becoming heavy. Feel it. Have a feeling of it. Sleep has its own mechanism. It starts working. Your waking consciousness is vanishing. Remember, because the moment will be very subtle and the moment will be atomic. If you miss, you miss. It is not a very long period, a single moment, a very small gap when you will change from waking to sleep. Just wait, fully aware, go on waiting. This will take time. At least it takes 3 months. Only then you can have the glimpse one day of the moment which is just in the middle. So don't be in a hurry. You cannot do it just now. You cannot do it tonight. But you have to start. And you may have to wait for months. Ordinarily, within 3 months, one day, it happens. It is happening every day. But your waiting awareness and the meeting of the gap cannot be planned. It is a happening. You just go on waiting. Someday it happens. Someday, suddenly you become aware you are neither awake nor asleep. A very weird phenomena. You may even become afraid. Because you have known too. You know when you are asleep. You know when you are awake. You don't know a third point in your being. When you are neither. The first impact of it, you may get afraid and scared. Don't get scared and don't be afraid. Anything which is so new, unknown before, is bound to give a certain fear. Because this moment, when you will have again and again experienced, will give you another feeling also, neither alive nor dead, neither this nor that. This is an abyss. These two mechanisms are like two hills. You jump from one peak to another. If you remain in the middle, you fall into an abyss, and the abyss is bottomless. You go on falling. You go on falling. Sufis have used this technique. And before they give this technique to a seeker, they give one another practice also. And that is just to safeguard. Whenever this technique is given in Sufi systems, before it, another practice is given, and that is to imagine with closed eyes that you are falling in a deep well, dark, deep, and bottomless. Just imagine falling in a deep well, falling, 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 eternally falling. There is no bottom. You cannot reach to the bottom. Now this fall cannot stop anywhere. You can stop. You can open your eyes and say no more. But this fall in itself cannot stop. If you continue, the well is bottomless and gets more and more darker. In Sufi systems, this well exercise, bottomless dark well exercise, is to be practiced first. It is good. Helpful. If you have practiced it and you have realized the beauty of it, the silence, the deeper you go in the well, the more silent you become. Far away the world is left. And you feel that you have gone far away, far away, far away. And silence grows with darkness. And down there is no bottom. Fear comes into your mind. But you know this is just imagination. So you can continue. Through this exercise, you become capable of this technique. And then, when you fall between waking and sleeping in the well, it is no imagination. It is a real fact. And it is bottomless. The abyss is bottomless. That's why Buddha has called this nothingness, emptiness, sunyata. There is no end to it. Once you know it, you also have become endless. It is difficult to have this glimpse while awake. And it is impossible, of course, while you are asleep. Because the mechanism is functioning. And it is difficult to detach yourself from the mechanism. But there is a moment in the night, in the morning, another moment. In 24 hours there are two moments when it is very easy. But one has to wait. At the point of sleep, when sleep has not yet come, and external wakefulness vanishes, at this point being is revealed. You know who you are. What is your real being? What is your authentic existence? Tantra says neither waking nor sleeping you are real. You are real only in between. So don't be concerned with the waking and don't be concerned with dreaming and sleep. Be concerned with the gap. Be aware of the gap while passing from one state to another. Have a glimpse. And once you know when the gap comes, you become master of it. You have the key. You can open that gap anytime and enter into it. A different dimension of being, the real dimension, opens.
Thank you. Thank you.